I could carry on what Grandpa's done. Grandpa has his own ministry. But I tell you what you heard this morning by my grandpa, I've heard that my whole life. And Brother Enos, I can never remember a time when he was, and he could probably tell you times, but me looking on him my whole life, I can never remember a time when he wasn't faithful. I can never remember a time when he even really complained about the ministry. And that's something. And that's something. And he has his ministry, and the Lord has blessed his ministry. And I thank God for him. And he's been a good friend. There ain't nothing wrong with grandpa's being your friend. And he's my friend. He's one of my best friends that I have. When I've gone through hard times, he's always been there. And he's always put his arm around me and said, I love you. Keep me going. If you have your Bibles this morning, turn to Psalms 107. I just got 3 points, and then I'm going to preach quick and get out the way. Let some other preachers, better preachers, come up here that are much more worthy to be here than I. Tonight we'll be hearing Dr. Joe Bryant. What a preacher. And I know him and my brother are somewhat friends. And I've met Brother Joe a few years ago. And I just thank God today that I'm saved. I was raised in church, but I ain't always been saved. There's a time, Brother Enos, when I had to have the grace and the blood applied to my life. If you have your Bible, Psalm 107, begin reading in verse number 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. And verse number 2 is where I want to get my text from. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you this morning, God, for the wonderful spirit we feel here today. And God, thank you for these preachers that have come out. And God, I need you. And God, I realize, Father, I'm weak. And God, you're strong. Lord, I can do nothing without you this morning. And God, I need you this morning. God, Lord, I pray that the Word of God, Lord, would encourage somebody today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I want to preach upon that thought just for a few minutes. Give me 10, 15 minutes at the most. And I'm going to go sit down and shut up and let God do the work. Number one, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You know, I'm just glad today, and aren't you glad today that you've been born again? Aren't you glad that you're saved? And Psalm said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, because we have a reason to say so. Amen. Have you ever had anybody come up to you and say, man, y'all are crazy? Why are y'all in church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, whenever you got revival meetings, and y'all go to the house of God and just have a good old time? I've had people say, man, you're crazy. You say, that stuff is fake. You say, man, you're crazy, you're nuts. But I got something to say today, that I have a reason to shout, because I'm saved and I'm a born-again Christian. You say, what is your reasons? Well, Philippians chapter number 2, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any bowels of mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I'm thankful this this morning that my reason to shout is because Jesus died and He paid the debt that I could not pay.
Amen.
We have a reason. Number two, we have a right. We have a right to shout. You know what amazes me? I think it was Brother Robertson last night who said that a lot of the world is coming to the church and the church has become a lot to the world, and how true that is. And I don't know about you, I love Carolina Tar Heel basketball.
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen?
And when they lost that Final Four, my heart broke. I said, man, I can't believe they lost. But it's amazing to me that we got people who say they're saved and they love God and they get more hyped up over a Carolina ball game than they do come to the house of God. And I don't know about you, but I'm all for having fun and all for doing things that are fun. But when we come to the house of God, there ain't nothing wrong with having fun in the house of God. Ain't a thing wrong with having fun in the house of God. I'm just here to tell you this morning what we have today is right. I'm glad that we have a reason to shout, and I'm glad we have a right to shout. People say, you're crazy. Y'all foolish acting like that. Yeah, I'm foolish, crazy. Call me what you want, but I just enjoy doing it. Amen.
Come on.
I may never be the greatest preacher. I may never be the greatest singer. My name, friend, may never be as known as some of y'all here today. And my name may never be in a marquee. But there's one thing that I can always do. I can always come to the house of God. And I have a right to shout in the house of God. I'm just thankful today to be saved. Number three. Let me just park here for a minute. We have a reason. We have a right. Number three, we have let the redeemed of the Lord say so, because what we have is real. I'm glad I ain't got nothing fake today here. I'm glad that, I believe as old brother Harry Nick said, if I die and go to hell, I'm going to hell trusting in the blood of Jesus. That's real, friend. That is real. I'm glad what I have today is real. People say, man, that's a bunch of fake. That's a bunch of fake. Man, y'all just get worked up over nothing. It ain't over nothing, man. I tell you this morning, hey, Jesus is real. When God saved me, He became real in my life. Came real. He showed Himself real. He showed Himself powerful and true in my life. And there's been times, Brother Enos, when I've had to look at my wife with tears running down my face and say, babe, I don't know when the next meal's going to come. I don't know how we're going to pay the next house payment. But then God began to show Himself real in my life. And before you know it, there's groceries in the refrigerator. There's groceries in the cupboards. And somewhere down the road, a check comes in the mail. And we end up paying our bills on time. And I'm thankful today that God is real. He's real this morning. He's real. He's proven Himself true and faithful. Thankful today that we serve a faithful God. Brother Karpinko, He's faithful. He's faithful. He's never failed any of us. And not a one of us can stand here this morning and say that God's ever failed us. Now, all of us could stand and say today that we have failed God. If you can't stand and say that, something's wrong. You need to get rid of the pride and the arrogance. But I have failed God many times, but God has always been real and faithful to take me back into the fold. We're living in a day where preachers don't believe in forgiveness anymore. I know we get quiet there, but that's all right. They don't believe in forgiveness. They think I know when a brother falls, we are supposed to restore them. But I remember what Brother Joe Bryant said a couple years ago. That does not mean you get down in the ditch where they're at. But we still need to restore them. Just because a brother falls does not mean you kick him off to the curb. He ain't got nothing to do with them. Forgiveness is a part of God, because God is real and He forgives. That is God just being real to His children.
Amen.
A lot of times I've seen it just up and traveling down the roads, and I ain't seen a lot as much as Brother Enos and these older men of God have. They've been through a lot more than I have, Brother Shaw. But I've seen it where people come in and they beat up and they fall, and they Nobody in the church wants nothing to do with them. And they've forgotten all about forgiveness. Brother Karpinkel, they've forgotten all about the love of God and restoring the brother or the sister that's fallen. I'm glad God is real because of His forgiveness and His faithfulness. He's real. I don't know about you. When I got saved, God forgave me of my sin.
Yes, He did.
My future sin.
Yeah.
Every sin that I've ever going to commit, God, when I stand before God, I'm just going to say, Calvary answers for me.
Right.
Calvary's going to speak for me. And sometimes that old Lucifer, that old slewfoot Satan, he'll come before the throne of God and try to charge us with our past sins. And God says, what sin are you talking about? And I don't know about you, but there's been times and I've been discouraged and downhearted. And I'm almost done. Just bear with me for just a couple more minutes. Let me share my heart with you. Brother Karpinkel, there's been times when, especially in the last year, when I've been so discouraged and so defeated. It ain't nothing like when an old dear saint of God gets in tune with God and picks up the phone. Says, God told me to call you. Somebody been in the prayer closet and come out of the prayer closet and say, God told me to call you. And ain't nothing like it. There have been times I've been defeated and discouraged, but lost and just didn't seem like there was no hope inside. You couldn't see the end of the tunnel. You didn't know where God was taking. You didn't know what God was doing with you. But when you come through the trial, when you come through the hard time, friend, let me tell you something. I'm glad that there's a God. That when you look back over the trials you just faced, that you can look at God and say, God, you've been faithful. And God, you know better than I. You see, God, my ways are not God's ways. And God's ways are not my ways. Sometimes God leads us through those hard times so we can build a relationship and get closer to Him. Brother Karpinkel, I've wanted to quit. I wanted to throw in the towel and say, I'm done. I give up. If this is what it's all about, I'm done. Then something begins to burn down in my soul like Jeremiah did. And something begins to burn in my bones and say, you can't quit now. Can I tell you, if you wanting to quit this morning, can I tell you something? You probably never had a reason to quit anyway. I'm not saying that to be mean, and I know sometimes it gets hard and it gets rough and it gets lonely sometimes. Hey, but don't quit, man of God. There's people that need you. Hey, this young preacher's looking at you, older men of God. I'm looking up to you. And I need you in my ministry. Hey, would you listen to me today? Don't quit on God. Don't quit on God. Thankful this morning that I'm saved. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And the Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And I'm smart enough to know that everything that hath breath isn't saved either. I believe the drunk on the street ought to give praise to God. It's amazing to me. I ran into some lady last night when we was filling up our tank with gas, Brother Ennis. I'm going to close with this. She was rough looking. She was rough. You can tell she lived a hard life. I walked in there. And I wear a cowboy hat every once in a while, and I had it on last night. She looked at me and said, man, you sure are dressed nice. I said, yes, ma'am. I just come from church. She said, you're a preacher, ain't you? Clayton, camp meeting. Said, you know what? Most of the people that I've run into that say that they're Christians, they would never talk to me as you did. And I looked at her and I said, look, the only difference between me and you is that I know Jesus. I looked at her in the eye when we stand in line. I said, young lady, I said, I'd be where you're at if it wasn't for Jesus. What about it today? Do you have something that's real? Do you have a reason to shout? Do you have something that's right? That old song goes, but it's real, it's real. Oh, I know it's real. Praise God, my doubts are settled. For I know, yes, I know it's real.